probably just pick it up and move it. Don't roll it.
Well, the rug isn't exactly fitting.
I feel like you're doing all the work.
It's okay. I'm not sitting tall.
It was just
I'm tired
that
now.
Little push.
Okay.
And actually, along with that, let's
oops, thank you.
Sorry.
For the, right? comp, for the comping instruments, I could still use a little bit more of that offbeat vocabulary. So for the comping instruments, let's try doing the opposite of really only comp on mainly the and two and the and four. Whoever that is. And Rob, you and I will just hang out for a while.
Yeah.
Screw the wall.
No, I like what you're doing.
Alright. Ready? Okay. One. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay. Brave soul. Alright. One. Two. One. Two. Three.
Thank you.
rare that you'll find an effective soloist who's just right on the beat all the time. It sounds a little metronomic and weird, but you do need to be aware of where you are relative to the beat. So if you're behind, and you know there are certain players that are often behind you, but you at least need to be conscious of landing in certain places or making it up somewhere. Like if I don't hear people, I mean Dexter Gordon's a great example, I guess. He plays super straight behind the beat all the time. It almost sounds like he's not with everybody at certain moments, but when he needs to line up, he lines up. Or at least the rhythm section.